Hello everyone. After a long time, I'm going to start a new podcast, a new episode. So we will start a new podcast that is about a Bible plan that is an YouVersion Bible app. It is in Refresh. It's named as Refresh Bible Plan. So we'll start with first episode. So Refresh. To give new strength or energy to reinvigorate. When was the last time that you started fresh or felt the need to refresh yourself? We hear this concept a lot. It's time to wipe the slate clean. It's time to start fresh. Time to start over. Time for new beginnings, which sometimes means the closing of doors and opening of others. Having to refresh can be viewed as a positive or a negative, depending on the circumstances that lead to the fresh start. A fresh start can be indicative of a new home, a failed business, going back to school, dropping out of college, going broke, or becoming wealthy. It's all a fresh start, but as people, we don't always view fresh starts as inherently good. Why? Because starting fresh often means starting with nothing. It means changing and transforming into something new, and you can be scary sometimes. But just because we are starting fresh doesn't mean that we have to give up everything. In fact, it is better to build a new home upon a solid foundation than it is to build on shaky grounds. The truth is that you and I can gain a fresh start without throwing everything away. In fact, often God utilizes our greatest strengths while we work on overcoming our weaknesses. He did it with David. He did it with Moses. He did it with Paul. He gave them the opportunity for a fresh start, but he did not strip them entirely of who they were. Their lives changed drastically, but they were still true to themselves. He knew the plans that he had for them would change their lives forever. And although I'm sure they were nervous, they chose the fresh start that God had laid before them. They chose to refresh, and they did great things as a result. Sometimes God gives us opportunities to restart. Don't be afraid to take advantage of it. It could be restart that leads to happier, better you. So let's read a Bible verse about that. But forget all that, it is nothing compared to what I'm going to do. For I'm about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. Isaiah 43:18-19. Thank you. This is the first day of the Bible plan. So totally we have 5 days. So we will continue with that on tomorrow. Before that, I want to wish you a good week ahead and happy days ahead. And if you want to have say comments, put that in the comments and put your thoughts over there if it has touched you. So we will continue tomorrow. Have a good day. Thank you.